This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Telegram CEO Pavel Durov is facing preliminary charges in France. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
French authorities have landed Telegram CEO Pavel Durov preliminary charges for allowing alleged criminal activity on his messaging app and barred him from leaving France pending further probes. Allegations against Durov include that his platform's being used for child sex abuse material and drug trafficking, and that Telegram had refused to share information or documents with investigators when required by law. A lawyer for Durov has told French media it's absurd to think someone in charge of a social network could be implicated in criminal acts that don't concern them. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The White House National Security Advisor has wrapped up his three-day trip to China. AP correspondent Donna Water reports.
Through a translator, Vice Chairman of China's Central Military Commission, Zhang Youxia, greeted White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan before taking their seats. During the rare meeting, Zhang demanded that the United States stop collusion with Taiwan, the self-governing island that China says must come under its rule. Zhang said the reunification of Taiwan with the mainland is the mission and responsibility of the military. The meeting comes one day after the White House said that both countries would plan for a phone call between Chinese President Xi Jinping and President Joe Biden in the coming weeks. I'm Donna Water.
A Hong Kong court has convicted one person and acquitted six others over a thwarted bomb plot during anti-government protests in 2019. Local media reported the verdict of the city's first case involving a United Nations anti-terrorism law on Thursday. The seven are not well-known activists in the city, but their case has drawn attention. This is VOA News. United States Vice President Kamala Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz will take part in their first major interview Thursday on CNN since becoming the Democratic Party's nominees for president and vice president. The interview will air the second day of their bus tour through the rural parts of southern United States state of Georgia. Here's AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The Democratic campaign believes in order to win the critical battleground, it needs more than just Atlanta and the suburbs that scored Georgia for Joe Biden 4 years ago, and must also reach out to voters in deep red strongholds. After landing in Savannah, Harris and Walz greeted college students standing outside the bus. And it's not just any bus. It's an armored Secret Service bus with lights, sirens, and communications gear, part of a roughly three-dozen vehicle motorcade. Sagar Magani, Washington.
United States Deputy Secretary of State Kirk Campbell attended a repatriation ceremony on Thursday in Vanuatu's capital, Port Vila, to return five crates of human relics, the biggest return of such sacred items, ending an eight-year investigation.
I want to thank you all, and I'm so grateful that we were able to return something that's so precious to Vanuatu, back to the place that it deserves to be. Thank you all very much.
The contents were two skulls molded with mud and three large effigies. They were seized by the FBI in 2016 from the estate of a deceased New York collector who had amassed 200 sacred items from indigenous cultures around the world. Millions of people were told to evacuate from their homes, and some of Japan's biggest companies have closed their factories as strong winds and heavy rain lashed the country. Rachel Graham from Reuters reports.
After hovering over the southerly Kyushu island for the next few days, the storm is expected to approach Tokyo around the weekend, the country's weather agency said. Strong winds and heavy rain knocked out power. Authorities warned Shanshan could be one of the strongest ever storms to hit the region as they assessed the death toll and reported scores left injured. The typhoon produced gusts of up to 112 miles per hour, according to the weather agency. Around 230,000 households in seven prefectures were without power in the afternoon, according to Kyushu Electric Power Company. However, the company said there was no impact at its Sendai nuclear power plant in Satsuma-Sendai City, where the storm made landfall earlier on Thursday.
Rachel Graham for Reuters. You can find expanded coverage at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti. VOA News.